Healing with crystals is an ancient practice. Yet did you know that the essence of gemstones can be used in homeopathy? Spiritual awakening, self-awareness, and intuition are some of the gifts that gemstone remedies can bring to your life. Homeopath, teacher, and author Giovanna Franklin will show you a different perspective on the healing properties of these magical gemstones. Join us in Gemstones and Crystals in Homeopathy and discover the power of gemstone remedies.
Hi, welcome everybody. Giovanna Franklin here, and today I am going to talk about citrine quartz. Why citrine quartz? First of all, because I like it. It's one of my favorite gemstones. I've got it here, if you can see it. It's a variation of clear quartz, what we call crystal. It's exactly the same material, silicon dioxide, and the color is given usually by traces of different minerals. So what do we know about citrine quartz in terms of traditional healing properties? It's very famous for being the crystal of good luck. It's also called the merchant's stone because it's said to create abundance and favor trade. Every businessman, everyone with a job should carry one. Some people carry citrine quartz in their wallet to attract money. So who doesn't want that, right? And it's for good luck and happiness. And the color itself, I mean, it's this pale or golden yellow that puts everybody in a good mood already. Yellow is my favorite color. So yes, like I say, it's the earliest writings we have about this kind of quartz is from 300 BC, something as crazy as that. So it's been known as the crystal for abundance and riches and good luck for a long, long time. So what happens in homeopathy? Well, this is what I wanted to find out. And this is why I organized a group proving last year of this citrine quartz. So what you need to know is that whenever you make a homeopathic remedy from a substance, a natural substance, the effect is that of amplification. So whatever characteristics, properties that substance has will be amplified, magnified many, many, many times, and will even have different properties and healing properties that you would not get by simply using that particular substance. For example, I always make the example of St. John's wort, which is a plant, and as a supplement and as a herbal supplement is used to alleviate depression. And that's its main use in herbology. And if you go to any health store, you will find St. John's wort in drops and or tablets or whatever form, and they're used for that purpose only. Now, if you turn St. John's wort into a homeopathic remedy with its Latin name, which is Hypericum, Hypericum has so many other different uses, and particularly for the nervous system and for nerve endings. And so Hypericum is used for injuries where the nerves are affected. And that's only one of the very, very many healing properties that it has. So, you know, toothache, for example, or after a tooth extraction, or if you have an injury And if you have a trapped nerve, sometimes that happens. So there are so many other properties that we find out once we transform a substance into a homeopathic remedy. So this is what I wanted to find out. Now, as a homeopathic remedy, citrine quartz had already been proven, and it was already, it's been available from Helios Homeopathy, for example, or any other pharmacy in the world as a remedy. Peter Tuminello did the proving and had the remedy citrine quartz made. However, he never published anything, any literature on this particular remedy. And so while the remedy was already available, nobody really knew what it was for. And so that was another reason why I wanted to find out. And so last year I did this group proving. I had a group of 4 or 5 people with me, and we decided to test this this remedy. So I'm going to explain, first of all, what a proving is, why it's called a proving. It's a test, basically. It's what we do in homeopathy whenever we have a new remedy that we want to find out the properties of, basically. It's called proving because it's translated literally from the German Prüfung, which means testing. And so just like any new pharmaceutical drug, for example, goes on the market, and before going on the market, it has to be tested. And typically the companies will use mice or other animal testing to make sure it's safe and to observe the effects on the behavior of the lab animals. In homeopathy, we don't need to do that because homeopathic remedies are safe, and so they can be tested on human beings. But more than that, we don't test remedies on animals because it's not just about the physical effects or the observing the behavioral changes in animals, say. We also want to hear from the subjects, from the provers, how they feel with the remedy. So you can give something to a mouse in a lab, and you can observe what the reaction is, if their hair falls out, or if they start limping, or if they start running around in circles. But the mouse will not be able to tell you how it feels. It will not be able to tell you if that particular drug gave it nightmares, for example, or made it feel more irritable. In other words, we need to know, we need to have this awareness of what happens to us when we take this remedy on every level, not just on the physical level, but also on the emotional level, and sometimes on the subconscious level, because dreams are really, really important. And particularly when we're doing provings, as I will show you, some dreams are quite spectacular. So what happens? How do we set up a proving? And first of all, you can do a proving yourself. You can basically test a remedy if you don't know what that remedy will do. If you're curious, you can try it for yourself, and you can take it for a number of days in a row and see how you feel, and perhaps write down how you feel and the different states, or if you have any differences, if you have any reactions to that. And that can be useful. But for the purposes of proving a new remedy that will join the rest of the Materia Medica, the best practice is to have a group proving, because your own personal subjective experience is very meaningful to you. However, that does not mean that a greater number of people, the majority of the people, will have the same experiences. And so you cannot say that this remedy will do this and this and this just based on the experience of one person, which makes sense. And so just like in pharmaceutical drugs testing, you have a group of people of a certain size, and even two groups of people, one with a placebo and one with the real thing, we can do the same in homeopathy. So when you do a group proving, it's important to know that every participant is, first of all, in good health, and that they're also in a good place mentally, emotionally, i.e. you're not going through a period of stress, you're not going through a period of a lot of changes in your life, you're not changing jobs, or you're not moving house, or everything is very steady, so that anything that changes while you're taking the remedy is can be ascribed to the effects of the remedy rather than something else that's going on around you. Okay, so that said, once everybody's okay and everybody is ready to start with the proving, we start the proving. And so we start from the substance, from the natural substance. And so in this case, we each took a piece of citrine quartz. Now, when we deal with gemstones and crystals, it's important to know where the crystal is coming from. We need to know to make sure that the crystal is, first of all, genuine and natural. It's not being treated. Now, not everybody knows this, but even the crystals, the semi-precious stones that you see in crystal shops, and they look pretty and polished or sparkly, very often they have been treated, they have been heated, because that treatment enhances the color. Sometimes it changes the color completely. And that means that the molecular structure of the crystal has been altered. So we want to get as close to the natural substance as possible. And so it's important to know that the stone is a good quality, but it's also pure. It's not being altered in any way. Once we have this, we immerse the stone in a glass bowl of distilled water. So you cover the stone with the distilled water. You cover the bowl ideally with a glass lid, and you place this bowl outside if you can, or on the windowsill, but basically just to expose it to the sun and the moonlight for a period of 24 hours. And it doesn't matter if it's overcast, if it's cloudy, if you can't see the sun or the moon. Otherwise, here in Scotland, we could never do any provings. It doesn't actually matter. It's the energy that comes from the sun and the moon. And in this particular case, we did that last year during some really interesting solar eclipse. And so the energy was enhanced in that case, but it's not strictly necessary. We've been lucky that last year and this year we've been having some really, really interesting lunar eclipses and solar eclipses. It's been quite a wild ride. Once we do that, After the 24-hour period is over, we take the bowl back and we take some of that water and fill a bottle, a dropper bottle. And these dropper bottles are very easy to find. This is a 30 ml, usually with a dark glass, because it's important that the remedies are not exposed directly to the sunlight. So dark glass is best, and it has a dropper. And what you want is to fill half of the bottle with the water and the rest of the bottle with pure alcohol. Usually vodka is the best because it has no taste and it's clear. And that's for as a preservative. So once we have that, that's your elixir. That's your citrine quartz essence. It's not potentized. It's like if it was a plant, it would be a mother tincture. So we call it elixir. It's not potentized. And what do I mean by that? You potentize a remedy by diluting. It's a sequence, a series of dilutions and succussions. That means you take a drop of that elixir, you dilute it with one part elixir, 100 parts water, and then you succuss it, which means banging the bottle on a hard surface for a number of times. So that's your first dilution. And you keep going. If you know a little bit of homeopathy, if you're familiar with the remedies, they always come with a name, with a Latin name, and a number, and a letter. And the number refers to the number of dilutions that the remedy has gone through, and the and the letter is actually a Roman number. So if you have a 30C, the 30 refers to how many times that substance was diluted, and the C is the Roman number for 100, which refers to the ratio, the dilution ratio. So one part of substance, 100 of water, and so on. So at this stage, we only have the elixir, but we can still test that. And what we did was take a few drops daily. So we were a group of people. We were not in the same place for logistical reasons, because we were people from all over the world. Usually schools of homeopathy do this periodically, once a year, and they take the students, and the students typically are in the same place, and they meet up, or they have sessions meditating with the remedy. So we did this online. We were taking the remedy, each one of us, in our own time, but we also met for meditations. And I wanted to combine the taking, the testing the remedy, the physically taking the remedy with the meditation. Some provings in homeopathy are done purely through meditation. They're called meditative provings. And what happens is that the group meets, they're all in the same room, in a circle. They're all holding the remedy and they are meditating. They go into a meditation state, a deep meditative state. And then they share and they compare their experiences during the meditations. So some people, particularly sensitive people, can have visions, they can have downloads, and they write them down. And then at the end of the process, they share and they compare what they come up with. So I wanted to have a combination of these two things, particularly because the people in my group I knew are a very sensitive, almost psychic. They have some psychic abilities, and they were very, very well versed in meditation. So I really liked them to do that, and to do that together. Meditation by yourself is very powerful, very useful. But group meditation, the energy of every single person combined makes the meditation, the results are incredibly, incredibly powerful. Sometimes there is even, I would say, telepathy, because the same vision can come to different people at the same time. It's something that's really mind-blowing. So we did this process of taking the remedy for a week. And the instructions I gave were simply to write down everything that everybody did, how many in terms of taking the remedy, and the reaction. And I gave everybody the freedom to take the remedy more than once a day if they felt guided to do so, but of course they had to write it down. As long as they wrote down what they did, I was fine with that, because again, some people are more attracted to certain remedies rather than others, and I did a few provings so far of different remedies. And I know myself, I definitely was happy to take citrine quartz. I always felt this attraction to citrine quartz. I did not feel the same attraction to other remedies that I proved in a group. And so I know that some people, even some of my patients, sometimes I prescribe a remedy and I say, take it once a day. And then they come back after a month and they say, actually, I really felt like a craving. I needed this remedy more than once a day. And I say, yeah, that's fine. If this is what you're feeling called, sometimes you really, it's almost like the remedy is calling you. Then follow your instinct. I trust your instinct. And if you listen to your body, if you're a good listener to your own body, I don't interfere with that. I'm absolutely fine with that. So this was what we decided to do. Like I said, it was last year, it was in October. We started on October 25th, which was a very powerful solar partial eclipse. And it was the beginning of Scorpio season. So I felt it was a good time to start this this proving. So I will start to tell you what my experience was when I started taking it. And the first thing I did as soon as I started to take the citrine quartz was that for some reason I decided I needed to clean my cupboards in my house. You know, the cupboards that are too high, you don't normally go in there, or, you know, your loft, the kids' wardrobes, clear all the shelves, clear all the old toys, the old things, clean everything, get rid of stuff, declutter. It was almost a frenzy. I had to do it, and I had to do it now. And it's not something that is usual for me. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm okay doing housework, but I'm not that keen. First of all, it's not my favorite thing, and I don't really mind a little bit of, you know, clutter here and there. It doesn't bother me. But I started cleaning absolutely everywhere. And the other thing that I noticed was that I had a meeting. It was a business meeting, and it was not something that I was looking forward to, because I knew that I was not going to bring very good news, and I was going to break up a business relationship with a couple of people, and I wasn't really, yes, it was not going to be a pleasant conversation. My personal fear was that it would turn into an argument, I didn't want to get aggravated. I didn't want to get angry. Nevertheless, it had to be done, and I went through the meeting, and at the end of it, I was really surprised, because I did not get angry. I was very assertive. I said what I wanted to say, what I needed to say, but in a very, assertive yet calm, very, very calm way. And the meeting actually ended well. We all parted as friends. It was much better than I expected, and from my point of view, I did not get emotional. I did not get either angry or upset in any way. And at the same time, I said everything that I wanted to say. I really got everything off my chest, and it was good. And I was surprised, because I did not anticipate that. So that was really interesting for me. That was one of the things that I noticed. I also noticed a lot of energy, more than usual. I am not a super high energy person in general. I do things methodically, slowly. I need a rest. I'm not physically very energetic. Whereas this time I felt a lot more energy, hence the cleaning. So cleaning, for example, and tidying up will tire me out, but it did not. I had a lot of energy, a lot of focus. I was getting a lot more done. In my work, particularly admin stuff. This is not my forte either. The boarding stuff, the writing up, the administration, all the stuff. But I was doing everything, and I was doing it quickly, and I was doing it in a joyful way. I was enjoying myself. I was enjoying what I was doing. That was very, very unusual. So those were the main things that I noticed about myself. And I went through that week thinking, okay, I like taking this remedy. And of course, that was only my experience. So I was really curious to get to the end of the week and find out what everybody else felt and how everybody else was doing with this remedy. So I'll tell you that after the break. I'll see you later.
Om Times TV.
In her book, Gifts from the Earth, Giovanna Franklin illustrates the healing properties of 12 gemstone remedies. Access real case studies from her practice and dive into the wonderful world of gemstone remedies. This is a practical guide on how to use gemstones in homeopathy. Whether you are an experienced practitioner or a beginner, you will find this book a fascinating read. Gifts from the Earth is available at Amazon. The Academy of Evolutionary Homeopathy is a members-only online learning center. a place to learn about homeopathy and other holistic modalities. For $22 a month, you will have unlimited access to evergreen courses like Gemstone Remedies, Sea Remedies, Metamedicine, and Biogeometry, and much more. Follow the Academy of Evolutionary Homeopathy on Facebook. See you there.
Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. OWN Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, OWN Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an OWN Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OWN Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OWN Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OWN Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
If I could be you, and you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Hi, welcome back. Okay, so So what happened after 1 week? After 1 week, we got together and we all had our notes that we had taken. And so we started to compare our notes. So the first thing that came out was that everybody in the group, right after taking citrine quartz, had felt this urge to start decluttering their space. So everybody started cleaning and tidying up and decluttering and throwing things away and getting things out of the cupboards and everything. So that was really surprising. And with that came a sort of clarity. So the decluttering, physical decluttering, is also linked to mental decluttering, clarifying, clarity, having clarity in your mind. Everybody had this experience of getting more things done, getting more done, having more energy, but also more focus. One of the provers in our group has ADHD, and she felt that she was incredibly more focused than usual, and was getting a lot of things done, which she normally does because it's someone with a lot of energy. But there's a difference between getting things done with a sort of anxiety because you have a deadline, because you have to, because you feel guilty if you don't have to. What we all experienced was this getting things done in a joyful way because we wanted to and we felt good about it. There was this feeling good, that there was this really, really big feel good factor, feeling good about ourselves, having the clarity, the focus, the ambition. Yeah, let's do this. Let's go get them kind of feeling. It was, everybody felt this. It was really remarkable. And another thing that many provers experienced was family, working for the family. Some of the provers had, not that they didn't have a good relationship before, but they felt this closeness to their loved ones, to their spouses, to their children, a closeness that they hadn't perhaps felt in a long time. A kind of wave, speaking for myself, I remember going to yoga class one day while I was taking the remedy, and at the end of the yoga class, there is, you know, the shavasana, there's the relaxation, and during the relaxation, I just felt this wave of love, unconditional love, and thinking about my husband. And it's not like we had, you know, any arguments before. We didn't have any issues, or it's not that I don't think about him and that I don't love him, but it was just a wave that felt my chest, and it was almost overwhelming, and it came out of the blue, and I felt this urge to go home after the class and just hugging him. It was really, really remarkable. And the rest of the group had the same or very similar sensations about their spouses or other family member, and the sense that they needed to work together. So suddenly there were some of the provers were working on a project together, husband and wife, and maybe there had been some bickering, some disagreements, and they suddenly came together. Everything came together beautifully in unity. Another thing that was really interesting was the money aspect. So as I said at the beginning, citrine quartz is famous for being the merchant stone, the stone of abundance, the attracting wealth, money, and so on. So money came into the proving as well, and sometimes in the form of dreams, and sometimes in the form of change of attitude about money. So one of the provers in particular is usually very careful about money, a bit anxious perhaps about money, so always careful not to spend, always watching the price of things, the price tags and things. And this time she decided she had this urge to splash out on something that she didn't necessarily need, but she thought, you know what, I am worth it. And that was very unusual for her. And other provers felt very different, very almost nonchalant about money, about spending money. Yes, I can afford it. I can do this. While usually they do have a certain level of money blocks, which a lot of us have. Do I deserve this? Do I deserve to treat myself? Do I deserve, or they feel guilty? We all feel guilty. We buy something and then we feel guilty about it. That was totally changed. And then in one of the provers who does not have any hang-ups about money in her life, she had a dream where she was treating friends. She was in a restaurant and she was treating her friends to a slice of cake and a cup of coffee. And then the menu arrives and she sees that the price for a cup of coffee and a slice of cake is something ridiculous, like $1,000 or something. And in the dream, my husband says, "Are you crazy? Are you going to pay that for a cup of coffee?" And she says, "Well, it doesn't matter. I've already said, I promised I was going to treat my friends, so I'm going to have to do it." So definitely there is this aspect of money matters. And depending on where you are in respect with money, then your attitude is going to change. So there is definitely this element, this your relationship with money is definitely one of the characteristics of this remedy. And self-indulgence in the sense of, yes, I am worth it. I can treat myself. I deserve this. Success, the feeling of being successful, of being able to prove oneself, the self-esteem. Yes, I am powerful. I can do this. Tapping into your own power energetically. We all felt we did a meditation together, and we all felt this almost Leo energy. Now, citrine quartz, these things, everything, because everything is connected. So citrine quartz is yellow, and yellow is the color of the solar plexus chakra, and the solar plexus is the chakra of your self-esteem, of your power, the way that you present yourself to the world. And this is very much Leo energy, if you want to throw the astrology into the mix. There is definitely this sense, it's connected to the power, the energy of the sun. And Leo is ruled by the sun. So all these things are connected, and definitely we felt there was this this element of self-esteem, this power, expressing your power, not just feeling powerful, but also being able to express it. And that's how my speaking out at that meeting made sense. All the other provers had similar experiences where they were able to speak out, express themselves in a powerful way, but not in an overpowerful, not prevaricating, not in an aggressive way, in an open, powerful, but joyful. Again, I use this word a lot with this remedy. Joy is definitely the essence of this remedy. So no guilt, no fear, no anger, just pure, beautiful power of the self, basically. In terms of once we had all these elements and all these notes that we shared, the purpose of the proving is to find out what this remedy can do in terms of healing. So what are we going to use it for? What's it going to be good for? So think about symptoms, because that's the purpose of each remedy at the end of the day. So we also had physical symptoms. Some of the provers had sinuses issues, like congestion of the sinuses, and it was a kind of chronic issue, and they felt an opening of the sinuses. Another prover had stomach issues, recurring stomach issues, and she felt way better after taking citrine. Now, when you think about the stomach, that's where the solar plexus chakra is. So that makes sense. And there was a lot of heat, sudden heat in the body, particularly in the heat in the chest, and a lot of perspiration. One prover had chronic shoulder pain from an old injury, and that pain also disappeared taking the citrine quartz. So In terms of symptoms, we would probably say that citrine quartz can help with certain types of inflammation, like shoulder or stomach, or sinuses congestion. And then on the emotional, mental point of view, it definitely helps with focus. So anyone with brain fog or like one of the provers, ADHD symptoms, so lack of focus and concentration, it definitely helps with that. And in general, it's an opener. We also had, during meditation, we had visions of emeralds and green water, and that's the color of the heart chakra. So it's also linked to the opening of the heart, and we felt that it would probably go very well as a remedy with emerald remedy as well. Emerald is a remedy that helps a lot with opening of the heart, of the emotions, particularly when there are suppressed emotions, suppressed trauma. Emerald can help. And after taking emerald, which can bring back up memories, unpleasant memories, trauma, etc., citrine can help lift the mood and give you back the kind of joy, joy of life. So definitely we felt, in terms of chakra, definitely the solar plexus, but also the throat chakra, in terms of expressing yourself, voicing your thoughts, and the self-assurance, putting yourself out there without any fear, without any guilt, without embarrassment. So we came up with keywords for citrine quartz, and we came up with cleaning, organizing, energy, a lot of energy, joy, connection, connection with your loved ones, money matters, abundance, power, focus, family, fun, and freedom. One of the provers felt it was very good, a very good remedy to heal father wounds from absent fathers, because that was her experience. And she meditated a lot on that with the remedy, and it helped her very much. So we also felt that it's a very broad spectrum remedy, in the sense that it can help everybody at any time, because it's such an uplifting remedy, and it doesn't seem to have any shadow side, or we didn't experience any shadow side, which usually with proven remedies you also have. You also can have temporary, perhaps unpleasant experiences or nightmares, or feeling the other side, the polarity, because every remedy, like everything in the universe, has a polarity. So you have the positive side and the shadow side, or negative side. With citrine quartz, we never felt anything but pure energy. I still take from time to time, just when I need to pick me up, if I'm feeling tired, for example, or if I'm feeling grumpy for whatever reason. We did try the higher potencies. We tried 1M, and we felt that the 1M was the sweet spot. in terms of effects. But even with the simple non-potentized elixir, we thought that the citrine quartz was really, really amazing. And so you have the choice. You can keep your citrine quartz, the stone, the crystal, in your hand near you, which I do because I like it. But like I said, once you start taking the homeopathic version of a stone, a crystal, you can see that the possibility can be endless. The characteristics, the benefits can be amplified. And I would definitely not say the same of every remedy. In fact, I definitely don't. But in the case of citrine quartz, I would not have any problem recommending it to absolutely everybody, just to pick yourself up when you're feeling a little bit tired or a little bit low energy. I think everybody would benefit from it. So yeah, so we all enjoyed this this proving. We did other proving, like I mentioned, and we did not enjoy all of them because, like I say, every remedy, every substance is different, and we also experienced the shadow side of the of certain remedies. And I will keep you posted because we're going to start the Tanzanite proving soon, and Tanzanite has never been proved, so this is exciting, and I hope we will all enjoy it. But either way, we will come back with the results. So thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or if you want to contact me, come to my website, homeopathyheal.co.uk, or my Facebook page, Homeopathy Heals. And other than that, I'll see you next time. Have a great weekend. Bye.
This show is not intended to diagnose, prevent, or treat any diseases or illnesses. The information presented within cannot substitute the advice of your physician or other trained healthcare professionals. The content of this show is for educational purposes only and is the expressed opinion of the show host and guests.